Thank you so much, Olu and Kemi and Pastor Rob. This is the moment when, if you have a smartphone or you have a tablet, you want to open up your Evangel app, and on there are going to be all the announcements you just heard, plus the notes for following along for today. And if you haven't got that app, you just go to your app store and download Evangel Montreal, and you will be able to find that. Since Olu and Kemi got to tell a bit of their story this morning, I thought maybe I would tell you a little bit of mine, just very short. I like to throw it in every now and then. So it starts, you know, at the very beginning. In the beginning, I was born in church. Now, not physically, okay? My mother did not physically give birth to me in a church building, but both my parents, similar to Olu and Kemi, who were just sharing with us, both my parents were followers of Jesus, and so I was part of a local church while still in the womb. Okay, I was born in church. I was raised in church. My family, I was born into a family that had God as the center of our lives and had our faith as the center of our lives and the local church as the center of our lives. So I just learned from a very young age what Christianity, what my faith was all about. For example, when I got my very first allowance, which was the very, very generous sum of 30 cents a week, Right now, you're all going, oh, she's older than I thought. Yeah. 30 cents a week. I tithed it. Thank you very much. Because that's how our family worked. We believed in living generously, even if I was only getting 30 cents a week. I learned memory verses when I was a child, and I won prizes for it because I'm a little firstborn that likes to have, you know, rewards for the efforts that I put out. And so I did that. I could recite the books of the Bible from the beginning to the end. And there was a song, because there's always a song that helps you to learn what it is that you need to learn. And the song kind of went, listen, my children, sing with me the book of the Bible, A to Z, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and then you get really confident. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, right, like that. You have Joshua, Judges, like that, and then you go through the rest of the song, and you sort of lose a little bit in the middle of the prophets, kind of, something, and blah, 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 Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right, and then we go through the rest, and I kind of got lost sometimes in the, but I was always ready for the end, because the end was everybody joined in, because we all knew the end, and it was with great strength that all the children together, we'd go, 3 John, Jude, and Revelation, right, so that's how I grew up. Knowing the books of the Bible, knowing the thing. I went to Sunday school. I went to Missionettes. I went to Pioneer Girls. I went to Vacation Bible School. I went to kids camp. I was the obnoxious, polite child who corrected the teacher. And to all the teachers out there, I'm sorry. I thought I was helping, but I corrected the teacher if they got something wrong in the Bible story. And then as I got older, I was in youth, and I was in youth camps, and I went to youth retreats, and I was in all the choirs. And when I was 15 years old, I played piano for the adult choir in our church. And so I was raised in church. I did everything in church. And yet, if you had asked me, How does the Bible all tie together? You know, from Genesis to Revelation, how does it all, what's the big story? I kind of would have blinked a little, trying to come up with the right answer, because I wanted to have the right answer. And I would go, well, there's the Old Testament, that's before Jesus. And then there's the New Testament, which starts with Jesus and then goes on from there. And there's different stories. So there's Daniel in the lion's den, and there was a song for that too. Oh, Daniel in the lion's den. And you had to say it like that, Daniel in the lion's den, like that. And so I knew that story, and there was a story of Shadrach and Meshach and To Bed We Go, which were the three Hebrew boys that got thrown into the fiery furnace. And then there was the story of, Noah. There was Noah, a lot of rain, big ark, lots of animals, rainbow, right? And then there's a story of a talking donkey, and I knew it. And some of you right now are going, there's not a talking donkey in the Bible. Oh, yes, there is. And there, I knew there was a lot of prophets, and they were kind of gloomy, but to be respected. And, there's a story of two guys, and they were in jail. Their names were Paul and Silas, and they sang songs. And when they sang songs, there was an earthquake, and their chains fell off, and they escaped out of prison. So there's that story. And there's the fruits of the Spirit and the armor of God and the Beatitudes, which are a lot of blessed bees. And there was Judah and there was Israel. And I think they were the same, but maybe not. And there's also Judea, which is different again. I'm not really sure how. Okay. isolated stories. So in my little child's head, I mean, I had a pretty good foundation, pretty good start, knew all of these things, but it was all isolated stories and random memorized Bible verses, and I knew that Jesus was the high point. I had that part clear. Jesus is the peak of it all. So not bad for a kid, but definitely lacking some overall understanding. And I knew that I was supposed to read the whole Bible, right? And I'm supposed to love the whole Bible. And that as I read the whole Bible, I'm supposed to go, wow, this is amazing. And so I would go, I'm going to do it. And I'd open my Bible and I'd go, Genesis, okay, here we go, creation, wow, right? And then what, Noah, wow. And then, I, you know, maybe there'd be a little of Abraham, oh, and Moses, oh. And then, but somewhere in there was, you know, so-and-so begat so-and-so. So-and-so, and some of you are going, begat. Yeah, they're called the begats. That's what I called them, the begats in the Bible, which is just, you know, like the genealogies, right? It was begat because it was King James Version. So so-and-so begat so-and-so, and so-and-so begat so-and-so, and so-and-so begat, right? There's no wow in it at all. I tried to find the wow. I could not find the wow. And so I tried over and over again, and probably lots of the rest of you have done it. You just don't want to confess it because you're going to make me look ungodly all by myself. But you'd read Genesis and maybe a bit of Exodus, and then you're just, right? And it's too hard. It's a lot. It's some tough going to get through it all. So it wasn't until I went to Bible college, and I took a course. I had to take a course. It was called Old Testament History. And this Old Testament history had a terrible reputation. Everybody knew it was a brutal course. I mean, who wants to study Old Testament history? And it was difficult, and it's names you can't pronounce, and you certainly can't spell them. And the professor in that course, his name was Scott Bullerwell. We actually called him Brother Bullerwell in those days, but Professor Bullerwell. And he was had a reputation for being really tough and really hard. I mean, he was Old Testament, no grace, just Old Testament, judgment. And so you knew you were going to take this course and you might die. And so, and the reputation of this course, the worst part of this course was the dreaded kings lists. And so in order to pass this course of Old Testament history, you had to be able to list all the kings of Israel and all the kings of Judah. And you had to be able to spell their names right, which is a challenge on its own. And you had to list them in order. And you had to know if they were a king of Judah or a king of Israel, if they were a good king or an evil king, how long they were king, and what they died of. Yeah, and by the way, one of them died of foot disease, in case you're wondering. And so all the kings of Israel, all the kings of Judah, and then he would put the pressure on and there would be contests in class and students would be called up to the board and they would each be given a piece of chalk and it would 1, 2, 3, go! And they would write and they'd have to write all the names of the kings, you know, of Israel, the kings of Judah, good or evil, how long they were king and what they died of in order and get it spelled right. And there was, you know, there weren't prizes, but there was less shame if you were the one that won. And then if somebody got really, you know, got really good at it and they got a little bit filled with arrogance, then Professor Bullerwell himself would step up and go, okay, compete with me. And they would go to it on the chalkboard. And only once did I see a student beat him. Only once. And it just sounds awful, right? All those names, all those dates, all of those just random bits of information. I mean, it just sounds traumatic and awful and horrible, right? I loved it. I thought, can I just tell you, it was the first time, here I am, a young adult, and it was the first time that all those random stories that I had learned as a child started to tie together. It was the first time that I started to see a cohesiveness about the stories of the Old Testament and started to go, oh, these are not just, you know, Noah and the Ark and Daniel and the lion's den just floating through. This is an actual timeline. This happened in a specific place in the world. It's part of history, and it all ties together and leads us towards Jesus. And I started to understand why the Old Testament especially mattered as part of my faith. It was the first time that I understood that there was an overall big picture of Scripture, and that all of it tied together. It wasn't just some random memory verses and isolated stories. So, today, we are launching The Story. Okay, say that with me. Ready? 1, 2, 3. The Story. We're launching it today, and it's the big picture of Scripture. It's going to go from Genesis to Revelation, beginning to end. And I promise you, no, you will not snore at all throughout it, okay? It's going to last about 31 weeks, and it's going to give us the big picture of Scripture. Now, let me just read to you from Scripture of when Paul was writing to Timothy, who was a young leader in a church, and this is what he said to him, chapter 3, starting at verse 14, "But you must remain faithful to the things that you have been taught. You know they're true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the holy scriptures from childhood, and they've given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God." Say that with me, ready? "All scripture is inspired by God, and it's all useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what's right. God uses Scripture to prepare and equip his people to do every good work." Now, Timothy was maybe a little bit like me, raised in the faith, raised with Scriptures. There's another reference that talks about his mother teaching him and his grandmother teaching him. And now he's this young man in church leadership, and Paul's writing him a letter to say, here's some tips, here's some things you need to do as you lead this church and you're this young leader. And Paul says to him, you need to stick with Scripture. You need to stick with the Scripture that you were raised with. He says that wisdom, Timothy, wisdom is going to come if you understand Scripture. How many here go, I could use some wisdom from time to time? Wisdom is going to come if you understand Scripture. He says it is divinely inspired. It's inspired by God. Literally, the word means breathed by God, that God just, right? And that's his word. There's life in it. He says it's useful, that Scripture is useful in shaping us and making us who we're supposed to be so that we can do what we're called to do. This is God's tool to help us do and be all that we're called to do and be. So then last Sunday, now I'm going to tie it all together, but last Sunday, if you were here, we talked about this phrase, this church is all of us, right? And we said we're gonna take the lid off, and we just want to release this church to do all that it's called to do. And we said I don't want to recruit volunteers for programs. I want God to drop into your hearts what God has for you to do, because maybe what God has for you to do is what God has for this church to do, because this church is all of us. And so we said, let's ask God to start dropping things into our hearts so that we can do all that we're called to do. And then we said, we're going to walk out our faith through serving and being part of this community of faith. And then we prayed this prayer at the end. We prayed this prayer that said, draw us close, Lord, put dreams in our hearts, equip us, say that with me, equip us, okay, out loud, equip us with all that we need, empower us to do the work, strengthen our faith so that we can engage with our world under the banner of your light and grow your church, all of us together, amen. This is what we prayed last Sunday. We prayed that God would drop dreams into our hearts, and then we prayed that God would equip and empower us to help us do those dreams. Paul told Timothy that God uses Scripture for that. That Scripture is one of the biggest tools there is to prepare and equip us for what we're called to do. Tracking with me? So we're going to dive into what's called the story. The story. The big picture of it all, Genesis to Revelation, beginning to end, the whole Bible for in about 31 weeks, not counting today. Now, some of you are going to have some questions, and you're already sending me an email right now, or you're getting ready to ask somebody over lunch. So let me just give you some frequently asked questions, okay? Question number one, don't we always use the Bible on Sundays? Yes. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We highly value Scripture, and not just for when I'm up here speaking or doing some teaching. I mean, even today, we did our call to worship at the beginning. We used Scripture. Then we sang songs, and some of them have Scripture in them. And then at the end, when we prayed, at the end of our musical worship, at the end of that, we stopped, and we used Scripture again to help us pray and to help us respond to God. And almost every Sunday, really, I can't remember a Sunday when we haven't, we use Scripture. We teach the Bible, and we do that in all kinds of different ways. And so we've done all kinds of different series over the years that look at scriptures in different ways. We've done What If Jesus Was a Quebecer, where we said, well, let's look at our culture and let's see who Jesus was and the principles he taught and how do we interact with that. We looked at Real Life, Real World, Real God, which was looking at the New Testament letters to the churches and what were they dealing with and what did the writer say to them and why does that matter for us today. We looked at wisdom literature. Wisdom is lit. And we've looked at Proverbs and we looked at Ecclesiastes and we talked about how that applies to pleasure, to families, to our jobs or our work or our studies and all of that kind of thing. We've talked about putting our money where our faith is, where we said, what are the scriptural principles of how we handle money, how we handle our finances, because it's the big elephant in the room that nobody's supposed to talk about. And we've done a series on the Holy Spirit. We did 40 days of prayer. We've done all kinds of things where we use scripture for different series. So yes, we always use the Bible on Sundays. So question number two. Well, Pastor Patty, how on earth can we cover everything in the Bible in 31 weeks? And the subtext is, when are you going to do the begats so I can be away that Sunday? Okay? We're not going to cover everything. I don't know if you're aware of this. It takes a lifetime to go through Scripture. It takes a lifetime to look at all of Scripture and to unpack everything that's there. And so there's times when we focus right in on a little bit and we just really work to unpack it. And then there's other times we back up and we look at the big picture. And this is going to be one of those series where we're backing up and looking at the big picture. So we're not going to cover everything and every single detail, but we are going to start with Genesis and we're going to work chronologically through to Revelation. And obviously, let me just say it right now, obviously some parts are going to be left out. I can't fit them all in. It doesn't mean I don't value those parts. Just means that it's not part of this particular series. Okay? So keep breathing around that whole thing. So it's going to be about 31 weeks, but then we break for Fifth Sundays and we break for Christmas, et cetera. So it's going to take us through to about the end of May, maybe the beginning of June, give or take. Okay? Number three question. How is the story different? How is it different from my regular Bible? It is part A. And part B, how is it different from any other series we do on Sunday mornings? So let me do part A. How is the story different from my regular Bible? Okay? The story is a little bit different from your regular Bible and also the same. So don't panic. Let me explain. Your regular Bible or the Bible app that you follow is divided into books of the Bible, usually by the name of the author, not always, but sometimes. And that's how it was from the very beginning. And then later on, chapter numbers and verse numbers were added, so you can see that there, so that people could use it as a reference point so that everybody could find the same thing. So if you're new to the church and you go, I don't understand this reference, if somebody says Ephesians 6:3, you go, that's just weird code to me, I don't understand. It means the name of the book is Ephesians, you go to chapter 6, and you go to the third verse in the sixth chapter. And so if you've been around for a while, then you know that. And if you know the books of the Bible song, like I do, then you know how to look it up. And Bob's your uncle. No problem. Everything's fine. And so I don't want you to give up your regular Bible, okay? The story is a little bit different. And it looks like this. This is the one that I have here, and there's one on the screen. The story, whether you buy an e-version or order through us and get a paper version, and you don't have to. I'm just saying if you do. It looks like this. So it's not divided into the books of the Bible as you know them. But rather, it's in chronological order. It's in the order that it happened. So sometimes that means there's part from this book and part from another book and part from something else. And it's not divided by the author or the name of the book. And there's no biblical chapter and verse references so that you can look it up. There's a reference at the back so that if you don't trust them, you can cross-reference and see that it's still Scripture, the New International Version. But instead, it's laid out and it's presented chronologically and it's presented, well, like a story, like a regular book, like a story. And anything that you see in italics is a transition. So if there's a point where, okay, this is scripture, and then we're going to omit this part or jump over to this part because it's the next thing that happened chronologically, you're going to see a little paragraph in italics that goes, and then this happened, which leads us to this next bit. Okay, that's the only extra bit that's in there. But the story does contain all the scripture that we're going to use for those 31 weeks from Genesis to Revelation, All the scriptures in the New International Version is not paraphrased. And then the whole thing, this whole book is divided into 31 chapters, just like a regular book. And we do a chapter each week, thus 31 weeks, not counting today. So next week, we do chapter 1. And then the week after that, we would do, any guesses? Chapter 2. There you go. And then the week after that, now try to, it might be chapter 3. Do you know somebody yelled out chapter 4 in both services today? So I don't know what's going on here. How is it different, okay? That's how the book itself is different. How is the series different from what we normally do? So here's the answer. It's the same as any other series, also a little bit different. It's the same in that we're going to do Sunday mornings what we always do. We're going to preach scripture, and we're going to just do what we, if you're here just once as a visitor, you won't even notice there's anything different, likely. If you just want to be a person and you go, I'm just going to come on Sunday morning, fine. You're going to come, still in scripture, still using the app, still use your Bible, all of that, you might not even notice a difference. But it is different because it's not going to be contained to just Sunday mornings. Our kids' program is going to be tracking with the very same material that their parents are in here. Our youth and are going to be tracking with the same program on Sunday mornings, the same chapter, the same content of scripture as we're doing in here on Sunday mornings. Our young adults with their small groups are going to be tracking with the same stuff as we go along. Our connect groups, we're encouraging them to take this stuff and go along with the same stuff every week. Our midweek group with Pastor Pauline, also tracking with the same thing. So that it means, are you ready? The whole church is on the same page, right? The whole church is on the same page. We're learning together. We're discussing together. You're going to be able to track, so you're going to be able to read chapter 1 ahead of time if you want to before next Sunday, and you can get a devotional book if you want, which is daily stuff for your time with God, and then we're just going to keep on looking at that week by week. Now, here's the piece that we're adding in that's specific to Evangel. Because I don't like being told what to do by just a book. I was like, we're going to make this ours, okay? And so we said, well, we got the story. Let's add in, this is my story. And so every Sunday, just like we just did with Olu and Kemi, every Sunday, we're going to have somebody up here with Pastor Rob or with whoever's hosting, and they're going to do a weekly segment of, this is my story. This is my story. And that's us. It's Evangel people, young, old, new, been here forever, whatever. It's because God's story is in the Bible, but then God's story continues in each of our lives as well. And we highly value, yeah, it's good. We highly value scripture in this church. We also highly value the local church. And we highly value, we're not shaped in isolation, just me and Jesus with my Bible. I'm shaped by the Christians around me. I'm shaped by your stories. When you tell your stories of how God has worked in your life or the miracles that God has done or how you have done, then we're going to be shaped and we're going to be challenged by that. If you're an old timer, you call it a testimony, right? How many go, I know what a testimony is, right? And some of you, you saw this title, This Is My Story, and there's a song for that too, isn't there? This is my story. This is my song. Okay, shut it down. I know you're just going to take over. I know. We want to hear your stories. We want to challenge each other. We want to encourage each other. We want to give you a chance to find out who different people are in this church and just increase this sense of this church is all of us. Sound good? Okay, so we're going to do that. So this is my story. It's going to help us. So then you go, okay, all right, Patty, you've got me convinced. I'm excited about this. What do I have to do? What do we have to do? Now, it's very difficult. It's pretty complicated, okay? You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. We provide the scripture references that are attached to each chapter, and you can use your regular Bible or you can use the app just like you do on Sunday morning now, and you can just show up on Sunday morning and just keep on surfing through life as you are now, and all will be well, okay? Or, you can dive in a little deeper. Let me give you some examples. If you are on your own, you can, because now you know, the week before, you can go, I'm going to read chapter 1, because Patty's going to be preaching about chapter 1 next Sunday. I'm going to read it and get my head in it. There's little discussion questions, just short ones, in here at the end of every chapter if you want. You can use it to have a conversation with somebody or even just to get your own brain in the game. You can and you can buy a copy of this. Now, we've sold out of all of our stock, but we can order them for you. And we can get a discount on while supplies last. So if you want to, you don't have to. But if you want to, you can order one of these books. It's hardcover, NIV, called The Story. And it's going to cost you $15. And you can either order it today at the table in the foyer when church is done. Don't go rushing out now. Or you can actually order it through the app. So when you look on the app, there's an online order form, and you don't even have to go to the table. You could just order it through the app. It's going to cost you $15. You don't pay until you pick up, because it's too hard to do both at once. So when you pick up, then you're going to pay. You can also, if you want, you can order a copy of this daily devotional book, and if you want it, $10 again through the app or at the table. If you go, Patty, I like ebooks. Great. I just checked. You can get a Kindle version for $6.95. And the link for that is also in the app, okay? So you can do all of those things if you want to. Now, if you have family, let's say you have kids here, or you have teenagers, and you're trying to figure out, how do I make my family a family that loves God? How do we make God central to our lives? Wouldn't it be cool if on Sunday at lunch, you sat down with your family and you said to your kids, hey, what did you learn in the kids zone today? And they go, well, we were talking about this woman named Ruth. And you get to go, so were we. And then your teenager is going to go, hey, we were too. And then you're going to get into this conversation, and it's going to be interesting because Pastor Tim's going to come from one angle, and Pastor Shannon with the kids is going to come from another angle, and I'm going to be up here doing another angle. And maybe it's a chance for families to be talking about Scripture and talking about God over lunch. How many think, well, that's a good idea, right? And if you want to, there's some kids' books that you can buy. You could see them out there at the table if you want to order some to help you go along. If you're a young adult, you're a student, you're a young adult here in this city, and I just want you to know that our Connect groups for young adults are using the same theme. If you want a student edition of the story, a student edition, I just want you to know I ordered a bunch in, and Pastor Tim scooped them all. And so if you want one right now, assuming he still has some in stock, you can go see him today or whatever and be part of one of the Connect groups, and he's going to sell you one of those copies, the student edition, for $15. Or you can probably order. Can you order that one on the app? I've just lost my track now. Can I order the student edition on the app, Adrian? Yes, we can. We can order that for you and bring that in. If you're a grown-up, and you're an adult, and you go, I wanna be part of something. Come midweek, come Wednesday nights when Pastor Pauline is running her group, and there's going to be a DVD that goes along with it, supplementary with video teaching and a study guide that she'll sell you if you want. She's going to order that for you because we want to make sure that you're actually in a Connect group if you're going to participate in that, and we'll help you with that. Or you can start a Connect group. So some of you have talked to me about, can I host a Connect group? Can I lead a Connect group? How do I do that? We will help you. We will, let's say we could buy you the DVD so that you can use that for different sessions. You guys buy the participants' guides, the study guides for each person. And you can get together with some of your friends and go, hey, let's get together once a week and have some discussion around this. Or let's get together every other week. Or let's get together every week for a month, and then we'll take a month break. Something like that, where you can get together here in the church if we know you and you follow our guidelines. We'll make space for you. Or you could do it in your home, or you could do it at a coffee shop, or at Old Port, if you want to, doesn't matter to me, right? But you can get together. And if you do it all within those guidelines and you work with us, we will advertise your Connect group on all our media and all of our information and stuff so that others can join and others can be part of what we're doing. If you want to start a Connect group, you talk to Pastor Pauline. How many are tracking with me so far? So far, so good? The rest of you got, I got lost. It's okay. It'll be okay. And you go, well, I don't know what else I can do. Well, listen, if you got a little extra cash on hand and you want to help us with some of these costs of materials, because it is costing us and we're not really making a profit, give it a little extra to help us with the cost of this to do for the whole church, and that's what we're going to do. Does that make sense? Ish? Ish? Okay. So, we're going to start it next Sunday. Some of you are going to place some orders today. We're going to try to have them in for you by next Sunday. If not, it'll be the Sunday after. We're going to be here first thing tomorrow morning placing those orders and getting them here as fast as we can. We didn't want to over-order because I don't like wasting the church's money. So I wanted to see what the interest was, and it turns out from first service it's pretty high. So you give us an order or do it through your app on the phone, and we'll get the stuff in as fast as we can. If you want to buy it yourself through Amazon or Kindle, that's your call, and you're quite welcome to do it, okay? But we're going to start next Sunday, and it's going to be awesome. I'm going to ask if you would stand with me this morning. I know it's a little bit different, but I'm excited about what we're doing. And I want to end today the same way that we ended last Sunday, because to me, it all ties together. And so we talked last Sunday, and we said, we prayed this prayer, we prayed it last week, and we said, this church is all of us. I belong in this church. You belong in this church. The person beside you belongs. This church is all of us. And we said, God, we want you to drop some things into our hearts, drop some ideas into our hearts. And then, God, we're asking if you would equip us so that we can do what we're called to do. And so Scripture is one of those things that equips us. It's one of those things that empowers us. And I just have this sneaking suspicion that a church in unity and all working through the same Scripture all at the same time, I just have this sneaking suspicion there's going to be some pretty powerful stuff that comes from that as well. So I want to pray the very same prayer together and end our service that way. And so would you maybe put out your hands if you're okay to do that, just as a sign of openness to God. It's not a magic anything. It's just openness. And would you pray this with me? Draw us close, Lord. It's on the screens. Put dreams in our hearts. Equip us with all that we need. Empower us to do the work. Strengthen our faith so we can engage with our world under the banner of your light. Grow your church, all of us together. Amen. And God, I pray now as we bring this gathering to a close and as we just start to shift towards moving out into, you know, our regular lives. God, I pray over first this series that we're doing of the story that, God, you would just drop a new and deeper understanding of the whole picture of your story. Would you drop that into our hearts and into our families and into our youth and our kids and our seniors and everybody so that we are equipped and we are empowered by Scripture. God, would you bring us into even greater unity, and would you lead us towards more growth as we come together in connect groups and as families and different groups together just talking about all that's going on. God, would you grow your church? Grow your church. Lord, now as we get ready and we walk out of here, some of us are going to work. Some of us are going to classes. Some of us have family, friends, neighborhoods, all the things that fill our regular lives. We're asking us that you would help us to carry Jesus well into those spaces. And would you help us to do good? Would you help us in those spaces to love each other? Would you help us to reveal Jesus to a world that desperately needs him? Go with us, lead us, and bring us back safely next Sunday. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Everybody said together, amen, amen. If you want to receive prayer this morning, we got ministry team people at the different stations through the sanctuary. Otherwise, make sure you say hi to someone, have a coffee, go visit that table over there for the story. God bless you. We'll see you next week.